Late that day, while Dionero, Callus, and the other commanders began their planning and preparation for the assault on the monastery, Adrian retired to a darkened tent. He set up his oracle mirror and sat across from it, staring into its depths, asking himself the many questions concerning the prince's uncanny ability to strike just beyond his reach and to join in wherever he was most needed. For a long time, nothing really sparked in Adrian's mind. He kept imagining his mother's spirit flying across the lands, gathering information for the prince. But how had she known to go to Bryn? And how had she contacted Bryn completely enough to coordinate any action, as surely seemed the case, since all reports had the Togairu and the prince's fleet arriving at precisely the right times to unhinge Jacintha? A memory flashed in Adrian's mind, a recollection of his first real battle with Lady Dasselrond. She had used her magical emerald that day to distort the ground beneath them, to pull him back to the edge of Anderbloch Innernus.
The emerald.
It all made sense then. The scattered Tuatha Dé Danann were not in hiding, but had joined in the cause against him. Adrian's eyes popped open.
Can it be true?
The young king fished about immediately for his soul stone and soared out from his tent in spirit form. If he was correct, then surely he could find some evidence near the primary points of importance, St. Gwendolyn and Pirith Tolma, near St. Mirabel. It took Adrian a long time that night to locate the spy. He followed the sensations of life offered by the stone, those same sensations that invited an out-of-body spirit to attempt possession of any living, reasoning being it passed near. And then he found her, Tueldalia, not far from St. Mirabel's northern wall, studying the artillery Ducalus had put in place to cover the coastal approach. Without going near to the elf, Adrian soared back to his body.
The Tuatha Dé Danann are spying for Prince Maedhlis. Those wretched little elves are working toward my demise. But now that I recognize that, perhaps there might be a way to use these spies against the prince. Yes. How could I end this war, here and now?
Adrian wasn't quite sure of the particulars, of course, but he was determined to see a new plan through. He wanted to be done with St. Mirabel and put Dionero firmly in place. He wanted to be done with Prince Maedhlis and get on with solidifying his kingdom so that he could again turn his attention to the Southland. He wanted, most of all, to be done with his troublesome mother. He had sent her away and had wanted her to just go find a place to hide, that she might wither in misery. Her resilience had surprised him, but more than that, it had angered him. He wanted to make her pay. He went back out in spirit form almost immediately, flying fast to the northwest, back to a place he knew, in the region of the small town of Dundalus. Soon, he was looking down upon a pair of rock-piled cairns, one for his great-uncle Mather, and one for his dead father.
Elbryon! Father! I need you!
Even as Adrian's spirit re-entered his corporeal body, a rock on the Timberland grave shifted and rolled away. And then another.